Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Scott Jacobs Podcast. This is Scott Jacobs. Yeah, I was wanting to do a weather forecast at my neighborhood. It is raining pretty hard right now. We have severe thunderstorms in my area. I'm in North Carolina. And if you know where Asheville, North Carolina is, that's my weather right now. Yes, I said it. Asheville, North Carolina. So, today's topic will be, I really don't know, guys. I have been growing some plants. I'll let y'all know that. Now I got cucumbers growing, tomatoes, and the small tomatoes that you buy in stores growing. I got big and small tomatoes growing right now. And some parts of my area where this weather is has lost power. My gosh, and my porch is soaked in certain areas. My porch is carpeted, so it was hard to tell. But I just stepped in a puddle of water in my porch. And it's all concrete porch. No wood. It's a pretty bad porch. Pretty cool porch. I love the way they did the porch at my house. I know that nobody care about my porch, but I just figure I'd share it. Because this is my podcast. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it, guys. But, you know, what is going on with this epidemic of all this rioting, guys? You know, they're rioting over this guy that got killed, choked to death by the cop by his knee and everything. I can't remember everything, but I'm just going off the top of my head right now. But it looks like the government's getting ready to do a shifter on us again. Because guess what, guys? This race war that the government keeps trying to do ain't winning. It ain't working. I don't even know why they are doing it. You know? It really blows my mind the way shit's running today. You know, at first we had the coronavirus. Now we got riots everywhere. And now you don't even hear nothing about the corona on the news hardly. You know? Ain't that some shit? You know, I heard something about a German scientist did a study on the coronavirus, and you know what his results was? That the coronavirus was fake. No, I'm not saying it is, guys. I don't want y'all to think whatever, but I'm just telling you things that I hear that may be bullshit, but maybe real too. You never know. You know, you don't know until you research or you find out for yourself. That's what my podcast is about, is I tell you things and you figure it out for yourself whether you believe it or not. I ain't trying to get you to convert. I ain't trying to change your decision. I'm here doing my podcast because it makes me feel good just talking and letting the shit out. It's on my mind. You know? And one big thing I really do hate is our government. You know, they could have done better with everything. You know, we work our asses off every day as American citizen. And if you wasn't born in a rich family, you ain't hardly going to get anywhere. I'm not saying that for everybody, but for some people, yeah, it's that way. You know, some people's education limits them what they can do. You know, you got education that, you know, like today in school, you know, our education system's all fucked up because everything they taught me in school, they're teaching different to my kids, you know. How many times that happened in history and nobody figured it out? You know? They're against Lincoln now. You know, when I was in school, they were all for Lincoln. You know, he was one of the greatest presidents that I can remember. you know, that school taught us. But now school's teaching Lincoln is a freaking moron. And I'm like, really? Because Lincoln is the man that's freed the slaves. He's the man, I mean, he did a lot of good things, guys. It's just people don't give a shit anymore. It's the problem with our world today. So, I'm doing a short little podcast because I had a long day at work. And really don't feel like doing a very long one. But this weekend, this Saturday, I'll get a good and long podcast out for you guys. So, y'all, I'm sorry you missed me all week. I've just been busy. I've been driving from North Carolina to Tennessee to work every day. It takes me about an hour and 30 minutes a day to get to work, which is good. I love it. I love the people I work with. I love my boss. He's my homeboy, Austin. You know, I've gave him a shout out on my show before. He's a good guy, and I wish him the best in everything he's got going on right now. And I wish everybody the best, really. I wish all my listeners, I hope everybody has a blessed day and God's watching over all y'all. But I'm going to hop off here. I just wanted to put a quickie little show out, just to hear my voice if you like my podcast. So, love you guys. Thank you for everything you do. And thank you, Anchor, for giving me the reason to have a podcast.